This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
California doesn't necessarily seem to be the place that is all that interested in providing justice for victims, at least this week in the stories that we're talking about. The Ventura Star reporting that Bryn Speecher, you may remember this story, she's 33, she was convicted of fatally stabbing her boyfriend, Chad O'Melia, who was 26, 108 times during a cannabis-induced psychosis. I'd like to know how to get into that cannabis-induced psychosis. Not because I want to go psycho, but it had to have been laced with something, because I can't imagine any amount of weed making someone decide that stabbing someone 102 times is a good idea.
And she killed her dog.
And killed a dog. So, okay, I think maybe the word cannabis needs to be re-examined here to see if that's exactly what's going on. Because I'm going to guess
definitely believe psychosis.
I'm going to guess more of the psychosis part. But I don't know that I'm going to blame weed on this. But it does make for a great headline for the DARE program. Do they still do DARE? Is DARE a thing?
No. I don't know.
Straff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Don't get a cannabis-induced psychosis because you might stab your lover 108 times. That was in the coloring book. I remember that one when we were kids. It was you had to use a lot of red. It was bad. Well, here's, she'll have more time to do those coloring books. She was handed a 2-year probation sentence and 100 hours of community service on Tuesday.
Two years.
For stabbing her boyfriend 108 times.
I just feel like if he was my loved one, I just don't feel like that's justice.
I don't.
And she could have been in a cannabis-induced psychosis.
That's because it's not justice.
You murdered him brutally. And the psychosis part comes out, and like she was trying to stab herself, and she was definitely in some kind of psychosis.
Sure.
I do believe that.
But she did
still
it.
Did it.
Yeah. Speecher did not contest her guilt or the gruesomeness of the murder that occurred on Memorial Day of 2018 in Thousand Oaks. She was found covered in blood, gripping a knife next to O'Melia's lifeless body, and subsequently attempted to take her own life, being interrupted by law enforcement. Ventura County Superior Court Judge David Worley ruled that Speecher had no control over her actions during the psychotic episode triggered by a marijuana bong hit. Again, what the fuck was in that bong? Because it was weed.
Yeah.
And if anyone thinks that's what marijuana does, is sorely mistaken. Experts from
think some people would extreme? I don't know.
Experts for both the prosecution and defense supported the claim that the cannabis-induced episode led to the violent outburst. Again, what the hell's in that bowl? The more she stabbed him, the more she felt she was bringing herself back to life, the prosecutor told the jury. Speecher believed that killing O'Melia was the only way to revive herself after thinking she was dead. Okay, we're going to magical thinking. Speecher's lawyers argued that she became involuntarily intoxicated after being pressured by O'Melia to take a second bong hit, to which she had an adverse reaction. Under California law, a person is generally responsible for their actions when impaired by drugs or alcohol, unless their intoxication is involuntary. So because the boyfriend said, hey, you want another hit?
Yeah.
We're going to say that this was involuntary. I'm going to say bullshit on that. I'm sorry. Unless he was sitting there with a gun to her head saying, take a hit from this bong. I'm going to think she probably did it willingly, because that's just kind of how those sort of interactions work when people are smoking something like that. It's like, hey, you want some? You can easily say no. And I mean, I don't know the two. I don't know the dynamics of their relationship. I don't know if there's abuse. I have no idea. I'm just thinking there's a lot of bullshit excuses going on here that really should not have weighed in the decision of 2 years of probation for stabbing someone 108 times.
And it's victim blaming.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that is the definition of victim blaming. I'd be very interested to see if Spreacher was a male and it was a female that we're talking about that was stabbed 108 times, how this would play out. Because I'm going to guess maybe a little bit different.
Well, I thought about that too. What if she wasn't a cute white woman?
Yeah.
Would that have, you know, does that play into it?
100%.
I hate even saying that, but I think it does.
During the sentencing on Tuesday, Spreacher sobbed in court as she apologized to the victim's father, Shane O'Melia, expressing remorse for tearing the family apart. Chad O'Melia's father accused Judge Worley of bias and claimed a ruling set a dangerous precedent, stating he just gave everyone in the state of California who smokes marijuana a license to kill someone. Well, I got to say this to you, Chris O'Melia. Most people who smoke marijuana are not really out there to kill somebody if that's the only drug that they're doing. They're probably some of the more peaceful folks you'll meet. But if you're into a lot of other shit and mixing it together, which I'm guessing is what was going on here, yeah. There's no winner in this tragedy, said Brendan O'Melia, the victim's uncle. There can be, however, accountability. Spreacher's lawyer, Bob Shorewitz, praised Worley's ruling as the right and courageous thing to do, as he put new billboards up on the side of the highway.
Right.
Call me now.
Bought some 666-666-666. Ads during Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Ew, it's just, I just don't know how I feel about that, because I do think prior to this event, she had led a good life. She was an audiologist. She helped people with hearing issues.
Looks like bad shit happened.
Animal lover. Yeah. And I do think there was some psychosis.
Yeah.
But she stabbed somebody 108 times.
I'm going to guess there's a level of psychosis with this individual that goes well beyond drug use. That it could be, the concern here is not that she smoked marijuana. Because again, have you ever met anyone who smoked marijuana and started stabbing people? Ever?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Agreeing with what you're
now,
saying.
Now, I've met people, or I've heard of stories where people have had alcohol to excess and shot or stabbed or did horrible things to people. Never the weed, though. So I just have a very hard time believing that that's even part of it. I'm standing up. I think the biggest, I shouldn't say that. The biggest victim in the story is obviously the man who was stabbed 108 times and lost his life. The other victim here is marijuana. Because it's very much being villainized here as something very that it's much. Not. And this is something where we should be looking far more closely at her mental health, because if she was able to snap, and if the trigger was somehow whatever the fuck was in that weed, okay. But that's not to say that now that she's really completely free, she's on probation for 2 years, that something else wouldn't trigger this person and that they wouldn't also have the capability to repeat this pattern. Because this is something that triggered within her, and she went into this life or death mode of survival. And that's what she thought and wholeheartedly apparently believed she needed to do. She could do that again. And I'm going to guess within a couple years, we'll have another story about her going, oh, remember her? Yeah, she did it again. That 2 years of probation that had nothing to do with looking at her mental health didn't work out so well.
Because even the story doesn't make sense. She felt like she was dying, and to save herself, she had to kill him. But then after she killed him, then she's trying to kill herself. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's psychosis. It's not ever going to make sense.
Yeah.
But it just, if that was my loved one in that brutal, horrific attack, I just don't feel like justice was served.
I'd be taking a look at the dealer. Where did you get that? Because, I mean, if you got that weed, I mean, California is a state where you can go and legally buy it at a dispensary. So if it was legally purchased, I'd be, well, what the fuck did you take? And that should be looked at. If it was not legally purchased, where did you get it? Mm-hmm. And try to figure out that, because I think that's going to answer a lot more questions and a real serious psychological evaluation. I think needs to be at play here. Just 2 years of probation. Here you go. You're out. You're free. I think that's kind of the definition of a miscarriage of justice.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.